Hi there, and welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee from Internology and Actis Software, and Billy Hollis is back. Billy, thanks so much for coming.
Oh, well, it's not as if I wasn't in the area anyway for the Dev Connections conference here this week.
Exactly. Now, next version systems.
That's right.
What I like, what I think is unique about you guys, is the training you do has a designer focus to it.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, the training is only about one-third of our work. We do a lot of consulting. You've seen some of the stuff that we've done. And so that means that when I go to train, I get to use a lot of real-world examples. Almost all of the demonstrations I do are taken from real-world projects. And then I talk a lot about design lessons we learned, too, because I'm an experimenter, okay? I'll try anything. And that's kind of the spirit that you need. And I got a couple of wonderful business partners, fellows named Gary Bailey and David Garcia, that are in that same mindset. So we just have a lot of fun designing software as well as writing it. And that's a little different, I think, from most of the consulting companies.
Now, but the focus is WPF and Silverlight.
That's right.
What I call
advanced user
interface. XAML stack.
That is the entire XAML stack. Healthcare is probably the biggest part of what we do. But, you know.
You do live in Nashville.
We do live in Nashville, where there's a ton of healthcare, as you know, because you get there from time to time.
Sure. One of my favorite towns.
Nashville's a great place to live. And was on a list as one of the most livable places in the nation just last week.
Really? Where I live? Not so much.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to then?
Oh, gosh. The training has been really taking off. So I was in Kuwait last month.
Really?
Yeah. See, you do these internet videos, you get fans in places you didn't even know.
In Kuwait.
They were asking for my autograph there, which, you know, they'll see this and they'll be... And I go, well, I'm just Billy from Tennessee. This doesn't, you know... But the Kuwait training went really well. I'll be in Norway next week doing the training there.
Awesome.
Got a new course with a lot more design-oriented focus. And then we've got some interesting projects with people I can't tell you about.
Of course.
That are coming up.
Yeah. Of course. But you've got some WPF, some Silverlight coming?
We pretty much combine the two. A lot of my classes actually combine the two because it's 80-90% overlap. So, you know, learn one, you know pretty much what you need to know about the other. And if you haven't learned either one, how do you really know which one you need?
Good question.
So
what is your advice for the folks out there? Where do you start? You know, WPF is elegant in its complexity. It's like a Win32 API.
So yeah. Rich.
Silverlight's elegant in its simplicity. There's only one way to do anything in Silverlight, and they cover pretty much everything. So what is your advice?
Well, they both have enough degrees of freedom for you to do some pretty impressive UI.
Agreed.
You pick WPF when you need access to the local stuff, which in the medical world you often do. In Silverlight, you're looking for broader reach. So it's a balance. It's a case-by-case basis. I don't know that there is a one-size-fits-all answer, a flowchart that you can do. So I talk to people a lot about that. The bigger challenge for either one is, how do you use them effectively? How do you not just go do something that could have been Windows Forms with some pretty colors on it?
Right.
That's the hard part.
With gratuitous animations.
With gratuitous animations. I see that so much, and I sort of understand that it's because we've got a self-selected group of developers in the Microsoft ecosystem that deals with a lot of the complexity, and their strength in that area kind of leaves a gap on that area of some of the right brain kind of skills. So I know that when I go into these teams and do a lot of the design stuff, probably only one-third of the team is going to light up from that, but that's enough. One-third of the team will pull the rest of them along if you can get a few people to get inspired.
Right, interesting. I love having you on the show. Thank you so much
you're
for
welcome,
coming
Tim.
Here, Billy. And thank you guys for watching.